Just at the moment, the answer to the question, why do I write, would be because of the deadlines. While I'm in the middle of a 20-stop, 20,000-word blog tour for one book out on February the 2nd, I also have one novel for young readers due for delivery on March the 7th, and another one for adults with a deadline at the end of May. And both, terrifyingly, are still at the raw stage of the second draft. In some ways, I feel as if I've barely come to grips with them. But both of them started as ideas about which I was passionate, and which seemed to me to have legs, in that I believe they had enough intrinsic worth to sustain my interest over the year or two of research and the year of writing that they would require. I also had to believe that they would attract the attention of a publisher, as I don't really want to write for the top left-hand drawer of my desk. That's one half of the equation. The other half is that I love telling stories. I love plotting. I love pulling crafty rabbits out of picturesque cats, and I love pulling anti-heroines out of perilous situations. I love tracing the capillaries of a story right out to the extremities. I love turning research into entertainment for the reader. And while I've been working in an academic environment at the Courtauld as a Royal Literary Fund Fellow, while wonderful, this work has reinforced my love of pure invention. I enjoy scouting locations and taking my written pages to the scenes of the crimes that they depict in order to refresh the words. My books are all, at least in part, set in Venice. There I have a 6-foot map of the city above my desk, and I roam my characters across it, working out logical routes of catastrophe and salvation. Sometimes I think I now write for the silence. Before I started writing fiction full-time, I was a book packager, producing up to 12 illustrated anthologies a year, many with novelty elements or paper engineering. My job was to conceive, research, write, design, and produce finished books. The publisher provided the barcode and the imprint logo and, of course, the money. A packager's lifestyle meant that there was a photocopier in my spare bedroom and that couriers rang my doorbell at all hours every day to deliver proofs, Auslads, running sheets and advance copies for my approval. I was involved with an intimate web of copy editors, designers, production editors. So I spoke to my colleagues every day. Every stage was a relentless process of verbal negotiation. Now, whole days go past when I speak only to my cats, and the doorbell almost never rings. But in the silence of my office, there's still a Babel Tower of conversations going on between my characters. Do I enjoy these conversations more than the old ones about full bleeds, ink absorbency, title verso configurations? Well, most of the time, yes, I do. But I admit I also miss the lovely comradeship of people I used to work with. And I do also feel some guilt about the way my change of lifestyle to a full-time novelist has sometimes affected theirs. But then, of course, guilt is a very good stimulus and subject matter for writing.